Welcome, friend. I'm Stephanie Elizabeth Briggs, and this is the very first episode of Soul to Life, a podcast for old souls on the multidimensional journey of being human. So glad that you are here, that you have decided to spend this time with me today. And I wanted to start off by just offering an introduction to what Soul to Life is all about. So first of all, you might be wondering who I am. If we haven't met before, my name is Stephanie and I'm the creator of Heart Blossom, a multidimensional sacred arts practice where I serve a global community of highly sensitive healers, artists, and visionaries. I'm also a sacred artist and multidimensional creative soul. I love to design and make music and make things beautiful in my life. I also love to create offerings like this to connect and share with my fellow creatives, my fellow healers, and I'm just so passionate about all of us bringing more of who we are to life, bringing our magic to life, bringing our gifts and our creativity. I believe it is sacred. I am queer, I am neurodivergent, I'm a trauma survivor, and I'm a witch. I live and practice daily rooting into my connection with both the seen and the unseen realms. I absolutely adore flowers and trees. I love sharing time with people and connecting deeply. And I love to see my fellow humans thriving. I have a vision of a time when we are all able to just be who we are and to thrive here. And I know that there are lots of challenges that we face. And so I just wanted to create this podcast as a channel for me to offer all that I have to my people. So I'm still discovering all that Soul to Life wants to be, but I'm already feeling that I really want to hold this as a fluid and flexible container for whatever wants to be shared and expressed on a given day or episode. And for those of you who have been following my work for a while now, you know that I love to offer my astrological insights. I offer the wisdom that I receive from my guides of earth and sky, from the Akashic Records, where I'm a practitioner. And I will be sharing from all of these. I'm also going to be sharing some open and honest reflections from my own life, some of my story, some of my process, as well as conversations with some of my friends and peers and just awesome fellow humans on all kinds of things, but especially topics around healing, spirituality, magic, art, and living and thriving here in this enchanted earth realm that we're in. I'm also excited about the opportunity for me to share more of who I am, and that is really one of the reasons why I've created this. I've been called for a while now to offer all the many facets and dimensions of my work as it continues to evolve, and to have this medium to connect with more of my people. And so my goal with Soul to Life is really to offer soul nourishment and inspiration to my people, the highly sensitive people, healers, artists, visionaries, and those who are on the path of personal, intergenerational, and cultural healing. If you're listening, you would probably agree that these are often intense times that we're living in. These are times of great change, but also unrest and pain and challenges. And so I just wanted to speak honestly about that, give voice to what we might be experiencing on this human journey. And especially as highly sensitive people, we can experience it so much more intensely in our bodies and in our nervous systems. And so I just wanted to continue just articulating that, just sharing some context for the journey, to share my story and guests share their stories. I want to offer inspiration too for this journey, so we can have space to hold what's hard, what's uncertain, unknown or unseen, as well as what's coming into being, what's calling us forward, what makes us come alive, what makes this life worth living, this wild ride of being human here. And so you can expect new episodes of Soul to Life most weeks. I will be sharing these generally at the quarter moons, so the new moon, the full moon, and the other quarter moons. And I'll be sharing not only my own reflections, but also, as I mentioned, conversations with some awesome guests on all kinds of topics. It's just part of this unfolding journey of being a soul on earth, of being a soul coming to life. And I believe we're all here learning and growing and practicing and becoming together. And so my vision is that Soul to Life can be a support, a place for the promotion of life-affirming culture within ourselves and in our communities. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the coming episodes and be on this journey with me. I would love for you to enter the Soul to Life celebration giveaway. One person will win a one-on-one session with me. All you have to do is leave a rating and review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, and then go to soultolifepodcast.com/giveaway to submit your entry. And you can do that anytime up till Friday, June 4th. I look forward to meeting whoever it is that is our lucky winner. I want to thank you so much for spending your precious time with me today. You can find the full show notes and an archive of past episodes at soultolifepodcast.com. If you'd like to learn more about me and my work, you can go to my website at heartblossom.life. And that's also where you can get on my email list to be notified about new episodes and to receive other subscriber-only goodies and updates. You can also follow me on Instagram at heartblossom.life or by searching for Soul to Life Podcast. If you're enjoying Soul to Life, you can help sustain this offering by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, as well as by sharing Soul to Life with your people or by making a contribution at soultolifepodcast.com/sustain. Soul to Life is created and produced by me, Stephanie Elizabeth Briggs, in collaboration with my guides of Earth and Sky. And our theme music is the song Pleiades by Starry Eyes. This is my musical alter ego. Thanks again for being here with me today. You can check the show notes for links to everything I've mentioned here. Until next time, wishing you all the best on your journey. Take care.